common SPF record errors and how to fix them, null values, multiple includes, and network solutions issues explained. Email authentication is crucial to protecting your domain and configuring SPF sender policy framework. Records incorrectly can lead to serious deliverability issues. SPF records specify which servers are authorized to send emails for your domain, but they must follow strict rules. Even small mistakes, such as exceeding DNS lookup limits, using multiple includes, or formatting errors, can cause your emails to fail authentication, harming your domain's reputation without you realizing it. SPF records work by allowing receiving mail servers to check the sending server against a TXT record in your domain's DNS. If the server isn't authorized, emails may be marked as spam or rejected. Common errors include null SPF records, missing or incorrect mechanisms like IPv4, or include result in invalid records, causing all emails to fail authentication. Multiple includes exceeding DNS lookup limits. Using many third-party services can create too many DNS lookups over the 10 lookup limit, breaking the SPF check. Multiple SPF records. Some DNS providers, like Network Solutions, add default SPF entries. Adding another creates duplicate records, which SPF does not allow. To fix these issues, you must audit and simplify your SPF record. Remove unused services, replace includes with IP addresses when possible, or use SPF flattening tools to stay within lookup limits. Always ensure only one valid SPF record exists in your DNS and validate changes with an SPF checker. Maintaining a correct SPF record is complex but essential for email security and reliable delivery. Services like AutoSPF can help streamline and manage SPF configurations, ensuring your domain stays protected and your emails reach their recipients.